Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. How may I help you today, please?
Yes, there are two. I don't know who U.S. Duke Store is, but this is on the tail end of the CVS Reward online survey. I used to work for those people, and I can't believe that they're taking part in something like this. I have two, not purchases, but I have two credit card entries that are improper because when I was doing the reward survey, I deleted myself out of it. So these should not have even been put on my credit card at all.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Let's see if we can look up an account for you, please. Can we start with
Okay.
your zip code?
34232.
Thank you. And your first and last name, please.
First name is Cameron. The last name is Anderson.
Thank you, ma'am. And Anderson is the last name.
Yes, it is.
Okay, and what date were you charged?
Yesterday, which would be, well, no, I think actually it was early this morning. So it would be today, 11/19/2021.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I did find your account. Could you please verify your address in Florida?
3271 Beneva Road, Unit 201, Sarasota, Florida, 34232.
Thank you, ma'am. You see, I do see it's for the Bites Hub. It is an app that gives you healthy recipes to eat better and to feel better. You see, I do
No.
see your account was canceled and refunded on, you see, on October 31st, someone
Oh,
called
yeah.
in and they canceled your account and issued a refund for $39.89.
Right.
So you've
This
been
is another
totally
one.
refunded.
Yes, that's fine. But this is not. This is still here. $9.99 and $1 for a hold down.
Oh, yes, ma'am. That's not us.
No, it's not.
No,
Then how come
ma'am.
this was listed? This was listed as a number to call if you have any questions.
Yes, ma'am. I do see on October 30th you were refunded $39.89 in
Yes,
full.
ma'am, I agree. But this is not October 30th. We're now in November 19th.
Okay,
This is
yes, ma'am.
another different product entirely. No, it isn't. It's the same product. But it's not that dumb diet place. This is the U.S. Duke store.
Okay, I don't know what U.S. Duke Store is.
I don't either. I don't either. That's
yes,
why I
ma'am.
called.
Yes, ma'am. The way they code it on the statement is totally different from what the product name is. Let's see, is the last four digits of the card it was charged on is,
Okay.
let me get that number and see if this is
Six
correct.
two, 6295.
Okay, you see, I do see this card number is 0385.
No, it shouldn't have been because I'm looking at it on my bank account. And that number is 6295 for this particular award purchase.
Yes, ma'am. Let's see. It looks like maybe there can be two accounts. Let's see what
Probably.
we can find out.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I'm not locating an account for Cameron Anderson with the last four digits being 6295.
Why are there two numbers to call from this particular horrible scam?
Okay, yes, ma'am. I'm not sure. I'm just not able to locate your account, but you said you were charged $9.
$9.99 and then a hold down charge of $1. So $10.99 total.
Okay, yes, ma'am. We don't have a charge for that amount. You're probably going to need to contact your bank or your credit card and check with them about a good number because our charges are the 39 97.
I know I got that back. That was fine. But that took a lot of doing as well. I thought maybe this time I will do it. Everything will go, but it's not. These things are scams, and I wish they'd get them off the net, but there's a lot of really negative reporting on this particular issue. I really wanted that vacuum. That would be a good thing to have for my car. And they're just using it for, you know, I don't know. When you put, you go and do this, and then you go and put in the credit card number you want to put the shipping on, then you get connected to somebody else like this, and then they charge you like you had the 39 business going on. So the minute you come in and start doing something with a credit card, you get shifted over to this other country, this other business, and then they put their prices on there, but you don't get the price you think you're going to get. So it's called the reward survey. And there are a lot of businesses or who's ever doing the scam is, you know, pretty much attaching it to every other business and on the net. Well, it looks like I got to go to the bank.
You see, I'm sorry.
Yeah, goodbye.
Thank you for calling customer service. You have a